Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
Our guest is Deborah Kuntz, and she is the author of Want to Get Lucky? I don't know how I answer that, Deborah. I guess the answer is yes, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. So Want to Get Lucky is your debut novel. That's got to be exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. It's still sort of surreal. I've written my whole life, as most writers do, with no real hope of getting published. And so when you actually finally achieve that, it's an incredible experience.
All right. It's described as the first in a dazzling new series focused on casino fixer Lucky O'Toole. First of all, Lucky is a woman, correct?
She is.
And what is a fixer, a casino fixer?
Well, her real title is head of customer relations for the Babylon Casino, which is a big strip casino that I fictionalized for my story. And she calls herself actually a chief problem solver, and that's what she does. And she solves problems for the guests, for the employees, for the entertainers. She has her fingers in a lot of pies.
And some of these pies include naked priests, women falling out of helicopters. I mean, it sounds very imaginative, very creative. How did you come up with these ideas?
It's Vegas.
Anything goes.
Anything goes, and you just let Vegas wash over you. I've lived in the city for 10 years, and it's not as hard as you think to come up with ideas. You just open the paper in the morning and go, oh my goodness, the creativity of the guests that come to our town and the naughtiness that they dream up. And it's really sort of fun. And I find magic in Vegas, and I love it, and I love that people come there for entertainment and to shrug off their lives back home for a weekend or a week, and they don't destroy their lives. They just have a great time, and it's all about entertainment.
Well, you've got some great situations here, it sounds like, but I'm wondering about the plot of the book. Take us from beginning to end.
Well, it's actually a murder mystery. A girl falls out of a helicopter in the opening scene, and Lucky gets involved because the helicopter is owned by her hotel. And it's a story of intrigue and blackmail, and involves her her boss, the big boss, and a man from her past. And so it's sort of a sexy Janet Ivanovich meets Elmore Leonard in Las Vegas, if you can imagine that.
Deborah, I've been to Vegas a few times. Okay. I know there are a lot of layers to Vegas, a lot of cultures and subcultures. Do you deal with all of those?
I deal with all of them to the extent that they show the magic of Vegas. This is a funny story, and I'm very superficial when it comes to, and shallow when it comes to entertainment. I like pretty people that sing and dance and fall in love and live happily ever after. So I try to present the magic side of Vegas that I see, and the fun side. So I try and stay away from the mobsters and the bodies in the desert and that sort of thing.
Lucky O'Toole, of course, is the lead character. But Vegas plays a very big role. Vegas is one of the main characters in this book, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a wonderful city with, as you said, multiple facets. And a lot of people don't see that, because when they come to the city, they just see the strip. And I try to present some of not only what it's like to live in Vegas and Vegas as a city, but then what is required to provide the entertainment experience for the 45 million people that come there a year.
You say you've lived there 10 years.
I have. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite thing about the city?
Oh, the people, for sure.
It's the best people-watching city in the world, isn't it?
It is. The people that come, it's fun to watch them, and the people that live there are so friendly, and we're all from somewhere else. Very few people were born and raised in Vegas, and so it's a very friendly culture, and we all are really invested. I grew up in Texas, which is very proprietary about Texas, and Las Vegans are the same way. They really love their city, and we are all invested in making a wonderful city and a wonderful destination experience for the people that come, and so that's sort of fun.
Now, again, this is the first in a dazzling new series, so I imagine that second one is rolling around in your head somewhere, isn't
it? Actually, you know, I've written the first three. They're already turned in. Yeah, the second one is Lucky Stiff, and it's scheduled for a release in February 2011, so not too far away. But Lucky's up to her eyeballs and in trouble. It's fight weekend in Vegas. And the book opens with a 18-wheeler full of honeybees jackknifing in front of the Babylon, and an odds maker gets thrown into the shark tank at Mandalay Bay, and they find pieces of her the next morning. So we're off and running.
So you get your first one published, and now we can't stop you, can we?
No, it's dangerous. Don't get me started. I love these stories. I love to write. It's fun.
Well, Deborah, good luck with the book. Again, it's called Want to Get Lucky? The author is Deborah Kuntz. Thank you, Deborah.
Thank you.